Blog Talk Radio.
Make some noise.
I'm cold when I do this, don't tempt me. Won't walk the stroll and the label won't pimp me. That's when I was younger with my face all pimply. Now I be the runner, but I'm not picking keys up. Me, I just be coming with the rap chicken Caesar.
Guess who's here? It's the villain. It ain't TP Timeless. It's the villain. It's the cookout on Sports City Chefs. It's this Wednesday. December the 16th. Calling number is 979-477-2759. The villain is in the house. I am taking over the show. I know TP Timeless is out there, but I put him on the blast. I put him on the back burner. I said, go enjoy your birthday. He might try to sneak attack me, but it's my show today. I'm hosting. I'm holding it down for Sports City. It's the cookout. I got Eric on my side. Eric, what's up, baby?
Hey, how you doing tonight, Dylan? Good to be on the show with you, brother. I'm feeling great. Ready to get these topics going on.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. I got to hold it down for Sports City today. And I actually do have Sirius on the call. Sirius, what's up, brother?
What's up, gentlemen? It's such a pleasure to be here with you guys. But here's the deal. We are in here without any villains. You know what I'm saying? This is going to be a great show. I don't care where dude's at. We all three winners in here. No, all heroes, no villains. You know what I'm saying? All heroes, no villains.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, listen, I got to be fair. The architect is in the building, TP Timeless. He likes to check in on me to make sure I'm not doing anything inappropriate, like I'm not supposed to be doing.
Can we just
beat
his microphone? We gotta throw him out. We do not want him, you know, breaking up this wonderful show with his craziness. Let him go out there and gamble, spend some money, try to hit numbers and picks or whatnot. We don't want his negativity dragging the show down because he ain't hitting numbers.
I know, but, you know, live from Sin City, I got to bring in the man himself, the architect, TP Timeless. What's up, brother?
Do not buck up that tree because the tree will fall on you. I don't know why y'all have bothered me for a warn y'all. Please, not Ty. He's not for play. I don't slack a minute. Even if I'm sitting in the valley in a sport book, I will end this. All this yapping be finished. Y'all two are not deep. Y'all made y'all bed now. Sleep. What's going on, Sports City? I'm out here kicking it in Vegas, sitting in a sport book right now, looking at every college basketball and NBA game going, but I'm rocking out doing what we do, baby. How y'all feeling?
I mean, I'm good. Fuck with your soul like Ether. Teach you the king you know you. God's on across the belly.
Oh.
I'll prove you lost already.
You lost already. Brace yourself for the main
Brace
event.
Brace yourself for the main event.
It's like
patiently waiting.
Test.
It's like
what's
an AIDS result? Test. What's the result? Not positive.
Not positive.
Who's the best positive? Who's
the best positive? Don't you come back now, man.
I mean, listen, you know, TP wants to take over. I got to eat him. You know what I'm saying? I
got
to eat him. No, but listen, TP, I hope you're enjoying. Exactly. I hope you're enjoying Sin City. Can you give me a report? I mean, how is it going out there, TP?
Beautiful. I'm out here kicking in with a childhood friend and one of my boys from college. My mom came out here, so I'm kicking it with my mother. She done went out. I done paid for her to go to Hoover Dam. Check that out. She liked the little glass pool on the mountain and all of that. So I'm just, you know, just enjoying it, you know, as much as possible. But see, me being a sport nut, I'm stuck in a sport but can't move. So you know, just watching a lot of this stuff go down. But see, while y'all pick on me, I love to see Pittsburgh get they took they had took off, you know, stuff like that.
Oh,
and they
want to
talk
mm-hmm.
stuff about me, and they came at me with the ether and all this other stuff. But you know what? You at the end of the day, you know who did you know what to you know who. But we'll keep that between me and you for now.
Oh, see that? See, come on, man. That was the whack response. Everybody knows that Ether shut it down. He tried to go personal.
Yeah,
you know, no kids, no women, no children. You know the rules. You know, but listen, I'm glad. Listen, tell your mom I said hello, love her. Listen, I hope you enjoy your break. You deserve it. Hard working man. You know, celebrate. We got to hold it down. Listen, I got the grill turned on. I turned it on just right. I didn't want to turn it up too hot yet. I want to get it, you know, turn it on, let the heat, you know, simmer, and then we're going to throw some real heat on there pretty soon. But I, you know what? I was thinking we were going to do that, but now that Sirius is in the building early, I'm going to flip it, and I'm going to start with this James Harden stuff. So buckle your seatbelt. I know Sirius is going to go hard. But I'm going to go to Eric first, and then I'm going to let Sirius go in hard. But listen, James Harden, or the man that looked like Kendrick Perkins, or the man that ate James Harden, made his debut yesterday for the Houston Rockets. You know, had a little presser after the game, squashed all the trade talk, but listen, there's a lot of beef going on around the NBA right, with him right now. The trade rumors, where he wants to go, where he doesn't want to play in Houston. Stories are leaking out from anonymous sources that he has too much power in the organization. People don't know how to say no to him. And you know, that he goes out on certain off days to party in the ATL or into Vegas where TP's at. Hey, TP, do you see him there? Is he there? It's a lot of craziness going on with James Harden. I mean, I don't know if it's a smear campaign to lower his trade value, what have you, who knows. Eric, you know, with Harden making his preseason debut for his Houston Rockets, where do you see this playing out? Does he get traded before the season starts? Will he get traded at all? Do you think he has too much power in his organization? What's your take on everything James Harden right now?
Yeah, I think James Harden is you know, for me, the guy's starting to be a little drama queen, you know, a diva. Oklahoma TP can be attest to this. Like, you know, he had Westbrook there, Kevin Durant. They could have had a great super team. And I don't know what James Harden's problem is. You know, he's on a contender there in Houston. So I liked what Houston, their first preseason game, they looked really good, man. So I don't know why Harden wants to be traded. You know, I did Houston's GM came out and said they're not interested in any trade with the Nets unless it involves one of either Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving. So I don't see Houston dealing him anywhere where he wants to go. You know, he wants to get to these teams on the East when you know, Houston is a contender. I don't know if, you know, he's the Lakers in the West, you know, are the top dogs. I don't know if that's why he wants to get out of the West and go to an Eastern Conference team. But I think James Harden just needs to buckle up and play some basketball and worry about his team. You know, they were deep run in the playoffs last year. So, you know, Russell Westbrook is gone. They got John Wall. So, I don't know. It seems to me that him and Westbrook can't coexist. That's obviously why Westbrook is gone. But, you know, James Harden needs to stop acting like he is. And he does have too much power, I think, in Houston. You know, when you give these players all the power, it's like they're players for your team. The GMs, the president of basketball operations, the buck should stop there. You know what I mean? You obviously want to build chemistry with your players and have their input on bringing in a team. But, I mean, this is just getting ridiculous. So, you know, we'll see where it goes. But I definitely do not see Houston trading this guy away, especially where he wants to go.
Yeah, I mean, you don't grant his wish and put him where he wants to go unless you can get equal value. But, I mean, you know, I don't know. I agree with you. I think he is on a diva trip. But, listen, I mentioned this to the boys earlier today. I mean, there's a lot of players in the league, especially these days, that have that kind of power. I mean, LeBron, you know, can do whatever he wants. He has complete autonomy. If you're a star on a team, you have that kind of power. Carmelo had that power in New York. It's not uncommon, but, you know, it's how you use that power that ultimately determines if it was a good idea or not. LeBron used it for wisely in Carmelo. It didn't work out. And we can see Harden, you know, he's run everybody out of town, from Dwight Howard to Kevin McHale to Chris Paul to, you know, Mike D'Antoni. The list is endless. And he's the common denominator. He's still there, and they're not winning. TP, I'll go to you real quick, and then I'll let Sirius clean this up, because I know Sirius wants to go hard, but I gotta save that icing on the cake for last. TP, what do you think about James Harden and the situation going on in Houston right now?
I feel bad because I like him, because we drafted him, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. But it was a link today, or a story, if I'm saying it correctly. Russell Westbrook came up in a conversation. Now, I feel like it's more of a bitter Russ, so I'm like 50-50 mm-hmm. on it. But Russ was like, I'm appalled the way that Houston looks at James Harden and focuses on him. Now, it's like, it's funny because it's like, Russ, you went to join him and you know that was his organization. What else were they going to do? That's his team at that point in time. But I'm looking at it like, from what Russ is saying, it's like the whole organization is like, drop everything. Like, James is sweating, so brush his brow. Like, and then you look at it, and it was bad, like, even talking about it like this. This was two years ago when they were in the playoffs, and it was Chris Paul and Trevor Ariza and Harden in the huddle. And you could tell Chris Paul was trying to reason with Harden, and Harden slapped his hand like I don't want to give you that, and was telling him which way to do it and how to go. And I'm like, okay, like, if I were to measure both of these, like, I like Harden as a player, but I'm thinking – Chris Paul is a better point guard, and he wasn't trying to hear Chris Paul. And then next thing you know, the next season, Chris Paul left. So it's like, you already see the rift that Harden has, and he's not able to play with these players, and people are dismissing or leaving the team, if you will. And then I don't want to put D'Antoni in a situation, because D'Antoni to me is an offensive mind. He can't coach both sides of the ball. So I don't think Harden got him going. I think that his style of play is what got D'Antoni out of the situation. But just hearing Russ have the situation, just seeing Dwight Howard leave, just seeing Trevor Ariza leave, being a defensive anchor, just thinking about all of the players that have been with Houston and left, and now it's Harden by himself, and knowing that he's outgunned in the West, like, I ain't even just looking at the Lakers. Like, if you put Houston up against Denver, I'm giving it as to Denver. If you put Houston up against Portland, the way that Houston's constructed right now, I think Dame and CJ are buried them dudes. Like, so it's a lot that Harden is looking at, and he's like, I can't go on like this at the age of 29, 30, trying to compete in the West, and I'm going to wear down. And you know he gets tired as they get closer to the playoffs. So it's tough for Harden right now, and I don't think a lot of people want him there. So he's going to have to go join somebody's team and be a piece like he was in Oklahoma City.
You know, I hear you with D'Antoni. I kind of agree, because, you know, I don't think D'Antoni has winning basketball in his system. I think he's an offensive genius. I mean, we have to give him credit from even his time in Phoenix and going back to those days. But let's not forget, you know, that CP and Harden team took a Golden State team, a 73-win team with Durant, with the Splash Brothers, to seven games. And you know, if it wasn't for, you know, a terrible shooting performance and a hurt Chris, might have won that game seven with D'Antoni. So after that, I mean, that now that he's not the coach, I have to question it. But Sirius, I'm gonna let you get in and get on this plate, and you can do whatever you want. You can throw the dishes around. I'll clean up after you. I need your perspective on James Harden. The floor is yours, my brother.
You know, gentlemen, when this whole thing came to a head, let me back up. For the better part of 5 years or so, I have sat in this very kitchen sat on a plethora of my social media platforms and defended James Harden. This is after multiple superstars have come and gone. We've lost coaches. The reports of the disgruntled players that he's played with, and I've defended him. Because I honestly felt as though he was honestly a problem. I read the report today. I read the story, and I don't think it's a smear campaign. And the reason why I don't think it's a smear campaign is because when you come back to an organization looking like Rick Ross, when you ignore the protocols and the procedures put out by government officials, and you're out there partying in Vegas and different places without, you know, wearing masks and being seen, you know, partying and drinking this, that, and the third, it leads to what this story suggests, where he would just pull a Dennis Rodman, if you will, and just go rogue. And we had to, you know, stroke his ego and eat that, because he gave you 37 a game. He was the face of the franchise. He wanted to try to appease him and make him feel comfortable, because we felt as though we could build a team around him. As I sit here currently, gentlemen, I don't want that man putting on another Houston Rocket uniform. I don't want him anywhere near my squad. I don't want him to represent my team any longer. And I don't care if we lose every game. I don't care if we're picking in the lottery from now until we figure this thing out. For him to walk around and literally drag my franchise through the muck and mire like he did without any type of results. Keep in mind, I think it was you, Barry, who said LeBron James and other superstars get this type of treatment. They've done something with it. LeBron James is a champion four times over. If Kawhi Leonard, you know what I'm saying, was reported that he is like this, he has hardware to show for this. James Harden doesn't. Mm-hmm. He hasn't won a damn thing but scoring titles. He gets to the playoffs and that doesn't come through. I don't know if it's because he goes out and parties the night before, or he's worn down and he's had too many minutes. I don't give a damn, to be painfully honest with you. There is no other superstar that has logged more minutes than LeBron James, and yet his teams are constantly either in the conference finals or playing for a championship every year. So that to me has zero weight. But as of right now, I don't care where he goes. I don't want him suiting up for another preseason game. We open up the season next week against OKC. I don't want him putting on another Houston Rocket uniform ever. Ever. You cannot drag my team through all of this nonsense and then expect us Houston Rockets fans, the guys who stood behind you, the guys who backed you, the guys who stood on the corner and fought for you. We fought for you. You know what I'm saying? To flip the bird to us like this? To hell with you, bruh. I don't want nothing to do with you any longer. And as I said,
it's gonna get to that point
in the lottery. And here's the thing. Like, I feel as though I just got cheated on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I came home from work, you know what I'm saying? And this dude, you know, was in bed with my wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of how I feel right now. You know what I'm saying? Because we sat here and defended you. We backed you. We gave you everything that you wanted. We gave you. Literally, you had the keys to the castle. You had the keys to the car. You know what I'm saying? We got you the coach you wanted. We got you the players you wanted. Hell, we brought in your own best friend. Like, you and Russ are boys. Like, we brought in your own best friend, and you literally gave us to Bird and pee on our faces and then had the audacity to sit there and be like, yo, I want to be gone. I don't want to go through another rebuild. I don't want to go through this, that, and the third. What? And then you show up literally bigger than I've ever seen you in my life. Like, the memes that's been floating around today have been insane. And I couldn't do nothing but laugh. Like, what? And holy hell, then you talk about, I'm just focused on Houston. I'm focused on playing here. No, you're not. No, you're not. As I said this before, I don't want you to suit up another day. I don't want you to show up in the practice tomorrow. I want your key card to the Toyota Center to be turned off tonight. I want you to lose our GM's phone number. I don't want you to call my head coach. I want you as far away from my squad as possible. Heck, go to OKC. Go back to OKC. Hook up with TP and them. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I would trade you for a bag of peanuts and a peach snapple right now. I don't even care.
Peach snapple is actually pretty good. I mean, listen. You know,
I love that stuff.
Like, who does it? Here's the deal. Like, you're right. Listen, and I said it too. Like, a lot of players had this kind of power. And, you know, he had the power to get guys in and then push them right out the door. From Howard to Paul to Westbrook. And, you know, nothing came of it. I mean, you got them to give the farm away to get these guys in, and now you want out. I mean, it reminds me of one of my, you know, favorite movies of all time, Star Wars, when Obi-Wan said, who's the more foolish, the fool or the fool who follow him? Is it Harden's fault that he got this power, or is it ownership and everybody that enabled this guy and let him do what he wanted to do and ultimately destroy your franchise because now you have nowhere to turn? I mean, you brought in Johnny Wall, okay, and then you brought in Howard. Boogie, okay, that's not bad. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, is that what you wanted? Is that the pieces that you thought you were going to bring in? I got to bring somebody in. I'm going to bring him in, and then I'm going to let you go. Serious, I got from the 914. I got the return of the Chen Dynasty. I got Alan in the building. What's going on, Al?
What's up, everyone? Good evening. Great listening to everyone's input about James Harden. He's, like, blowing up Twitter. I love him hearing everyone's insight.
He's blowing up on the court, like, blowing up.
He's blowing up on the court, too. He's blowing up at the club. He's blowing up on the court. But basically, all the insight I heard, one name that's missing is Daryl Morey. Daryl Morey's gone. Morey traded the farm for James Harden. So James.
And that's
kind
of where I was going to go with this. That's exactly where I was going to go with it. Like, Daryl Morey's gone. Like, here's the thing. Like, I wonder if Daryl Morey was still there, would James Harden still want to be there? Because all of this was under his leadership. I mean, this was under his tutelage.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
because he had the pull and the power with Mr. Morey, you know what I'm saying? And now that's gone. He doesn't have that anymore. So this is a spoiled child throwing a temper tantrum. I have a 15-month-old that when we tell him no, he lays on the floor and starts kicking and screaming. This is what happens when you tell a grown when we tell a grown baby no. You kick and scream, eat what you're not supposed to eat, and now everything that was swept under the rug and that was, you know, being hush-hush and quiet is now coming to the forefront. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't surprise me that he wants to go to the Philadelphia 76ers because that's where Daryl Morey went.
Who's to say Morey didn't leave because of what was going on behind the scenes? Who knows? I mean, Alan, you touched on it. You brought up a great point. I'll let you finish your point, and then I'll chime in.
So, Daryl Morey, he traded the farm for James Harden. So imagine just being given keys to the franchise because of Daryl Morey. So, and then all of a sudden, I think if I read it right, before Harden went to the Rockets didn't make the playoffs for a couple of years. Now they get James Harden, they build around him, they go into the playoffs every year. Granted, you know, Harden kind of failed in the playoffs, But, you know, he's the man. Daryl Morey makes him the man, you know, all this. And, I mean, I would get a big head. You know, he traded the farm for me. You let me do it. Like the article said that James Harden can dictate when they leave. They could stay the night in L.A. or fly the next morning, or he can take a charter and go party. I'm like, if you're going to give me candy, I'm going to keep eating candy, you know? I'm going to keep eating candy as much as you give me candy. But now they got a new GM. They, you know, Daryl Morey's gone. They got a new coach. And I think this new management said, we got to set the tone. We can't have him, you know. If I was the new management, I would trade James Harden. I would go call up the Nets, try to work out a trade with Sixers. But I would trade him because you got to set the tone for the current players that were on the roster, and then for the new players that they're going to try to attract. I mean, if I'm the GM, I'm calling the Nets, and I'm asking them for Caris LeVert, Spencer Dinwiddie, Torian Prince, Jared Allen, Nicholas Claxton, and a bunch of picks. I'll take that trade. I'll take that trade to start the season. I know you lose the scoring champion, MVP, but I'm getting rid of that headache.
I mean, if I'm the Nets, if I'm the Rockets and I'm calling the Nets, I don't want anything less than Kyrie Irving. I'm going to take the farm because, listen, Harden is damned if he stays and damned if he leaves, because any team he goes to, they have to trade a lot to get him. So that Nets team, as it is constructed right now, is a dangerous playoff team and can really give the Lakers fits with Kyrie, Durant. You got Harris and LeVert, and we've talked about Dinwiddie, everybody on that team. If I'm the Rockets, I want those pieces. Now, if Harden goes to that team, what do they have left? What do they have? They just have two stars and a bunch of role players. I don't see how it works. So, you know, Harden trying to force his way out of town, you know, I agree with you, Sirius. It's a bad marriage. You got to break it off. But, you know, Harden, if he goes anywhere, don't expect for you to get a chip. You're not going to leave a team where they could bring pieces in to win, and you're going to go to a team and think you're going to win a chip, unless you're going to the Lakers or unless you're going to a ready-built team. And I just don't see that happening. But, you know, if anybody has anything else, because, I mean, I could definitely move on to other topics in the NBA, but, I mean, like,
we can move on, but I want to get in here real quick. But that's what they get for trying to go to my organization and try to pick us apart.
Oh, stop it.
And now
oh,
look
oh,
at you.
Oh, here we go.
I'll let you get your little rant on. I don't cut you off. Don't do
no,
that
this
to
is
me.
The, no, no, no. This is the
about.
Villain show. That we gonna
hold,
do,
hold,
you don't
hold,
do that.
Hold,
this
hold,
is the villain
hold,
show.
Hold on. I'm going to do that every time if y'all go. Okay, so if I'm on the other side of the fence, watch how I tell you everything y'all say. If y'all going to play like this at the end of the day, right? They did that. Thought they was going to be successful, run out the gym, and get Russ contract and pick that up. They gave Harden a whole bunch of money after he turned down 1.5 less to stay with a team that went to the finals when they all was 20 and 21 years old. They could have did some magical things. Instead, he went to Houston, wanted to put some red on. He be throwing his blood signs up. I get it. Believe me, I get it. Now it don't look good. You throwing up blood no more. You dirty. You can't run around like that no more. Now you got the pistol by yourself. It ain't fun when the rabbit got the gun. So see how they look now. This is, I feel like Big Pun in the middle of 2000. I'm laughing at you now.
Break up.
Here's the sad part about it. You want to hear funny about this? This dude sat here on this network and continued to tear on this network on social media, crying and throwing a hissy fit because his team ain't been crap, ain't never going to be crap since they had the three. You know what I'm saying? And now he wants to laugh and be like, yo, you came to my backyard and this, that, and the third. You didn't do nothing when you had him. You had James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant. You had everything and ain't done nothing with them. But you want to sit here and, you know, throw and pump your chest out like you guys were hot crap because you had these stars. They didn't become stars until they left you.
They were bugging. Okay, so KD didn't get an MVP in OKC. Russ didn't get an MVP in OKC. Wait, are you bugging? Like, what are you on? That's T or Molly. Like, I hope you're not using either, but you better put both of them away. Like, I don't want you to do that type of stuff to yourself.
Yo, let me get this straight.
You're young.
Let me
you're
get
young.
Straight.
You know, but
MVP.
Listen.
What does MVPs get you, Tomlis?
But you said they didn't become superstars until they left.
You said they didn't become superstars until they left. That's
they
a lie. That's a bunch
left.
Of that's
they
a bunch of lies.
That Russell Westbrook was not a superstar when he was there. He was a stat stuffer. Don't get me started.
What? Wait,
KD,
that's gross.
KD didn't win a ring until he went to Golden State and teamed up with Splash Brothers.
Okay, okay.
James Harden still won a damn thing.
Hold on.
You know what I'm saying?
Kevin Durant wasn't a superstar in OKC. Let's be real.
No,
he just
not
got out of church.
No,
nah,
they were.
Not
they, listen, they were.
Relevant.
They were.
Not
relevant. They were superstars. Let's be fair. Come on, they were superstars.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
look,
no,
they were really
talented
stars.
People,
no,
man.
That
was horrible, man.
But we can't. You can't cry over spilt milk, TP. You can't cry over. Listen,
what
I'm gonna hit you with the Willy Dynamite. You can't control your bitches. Like if you can't keep your plans, what are you doing? Like you can't keep your plans.
Wait, hold on.
Listen,
what you talking to me? I know you're not talking to me. I know out of anybody in the kitchen, you ain't talking to me right now.
Listen, OKC can control their people. They have a chance to keep them. They can control their bitches.
Do you want me to talk about the Knicks? Do you want me to talk about the futile Knicks that couldn't keep anybody there?
No, we don't.
We don't want to bring the ratings down. It could get Bubba Sparks ugly in here if you keep this going.
We don't want to talk about the
Look,
Knicks.
Don't
listen. Listen, TP. We don't want to talk about the Knicks. Listen, I was about to pivot.
You better keep on cheating. Listen. In the words of Faison Love and Players Club, you better lower your tone and keep your hands on the car. That's it. That's all you need to do right now.
Listen. But the villain's driving. I was going to pivot to Giannis and the fact that he'll never be a Knick. And that's all you need to talk about the Knicks. But listen, Giannis signed the Supermax, okay? He finally signed the contract almost a week before he had to sign it. He said he wanted to be in Milwaukee. It's his home. He wants to bring a championship there. I think in his tweet, he kind of put it on ownership. Let's go. Let's get this thing moving. I'm happy he signed the Supermax. Eric, I'll start with you. What did you think about Giannis, the statement that he made by signing that Supermax and how that impacts free agency next year in 2021?
I think it's a huge boost for Milwaukee, and I think that's a test to how much faith he actually has in Milwaukee, because a player of his caliber, you know, there's a bunch of rumors going around that he's going here, he's going there, you know. I think Milwaukee did enough to convince him that they're going to put a winner around him for years to come. So I think that's huge, and I think it's good for basketball. The East is a highly competitive division, and Milwaukee is going to be right back up there. So I think it's good for Giannis, and I think it's good for the league as a whole. And it's, going to affect teams that, you know, the Nets had hopes of bringing them in. The Lakers were talking about trying to bring them in. So the rich get richer type situation is, no longer there. So I'm glad to see him actually stay there in Milwaukee.
You know, I agree. Listen, I think it's good for the league, but I think it's Giannis saying that I'd rather do it here than take the – not the easy road, but go somewhere else and try to figure it out there. I mean, there's teams that,
Absolutely.
You know, listen, I know people in Miami are not happy right now. They thought they had the inside track to get Giannis, two-time MVP. Is he the best player in the league? I think it's still LeBron's league. I think there's players probably more skilled than he is, but he's probably the most dominant player we've seen in this league just as a sheer force in a long time, probably since the days of Shaq. And I think he made the statement that I want to do it here in Milwaukee through the prime of his career is a huge statement, and I commend him for that. TP, I'm going to go to you real quick. What do you think about Giannis? And then we got a caller for the 404. What do you think about Giannis staying and signing the Supermax?
I feel like, logically he did the right thing by looking like he's loyal. But, like, if we're looking at it like him, like everybody else in the league, they want to get a ring, that's not the move. Go to Wisconsin to try to win the championship, like, I know he. That's why they threw the house at him. He's gonna end up owning like 10 miles of land out there in Wisconsin. I've been to Wisconsin. Ain't nothing but land and cows and dairy farms, things like that. But Like I don't even know if Middleton is that guy next to him. I mean, yeah, Middleton makes the All-Star team. I mean, Dante DiVincenzo, like you got names that are there, but I don't think that these guys catapult to an NBA final or let alone win one. Like, you gave him that much money, then who are you bringing to that team to help him? There's no true help. Like, yeah, they win in a regular season, but every time they get to the postseason, they struggle. Like, they're not ready for the lights. And I don't even want to say he's not ready because he could get you that double-double or a crazy game with stats loaded, but they'll lose, you know? So, like, I'm looking at it like, yeah, Giannis, like, it's great that you're paid forever for the rest of your life, but basketball-wise, do you really think that you can win a championship within the 5 years with Dallas coming up, with the Lakers and waiting to see when LeBron ends this thing, or, you know, the team, the powerhouses in the West, let alone the East is loaded, and I don't even feel like they can knock off Brooklyn right now, the way Brooklyn look coming out the gate, KD and Kyrie going crazy, like, it ain't looking good for nobody out East. So, like, yeah, you're paid. You got some dough. That's damn it. I just want to count it. That's 230. Like it's 228. Well, that's 230. He got 230. But you in trouble. Like, let's see if you can make it to 745. And I don't think so. I think he's short. So it's a good pocket move. But for Milwaukee, I question it. Well, I don't question it because, of course, you want to keep him there. But what are you guys going to do trying to load up and bring more pieces there? That's what I'm looking at.
I mean, listen, you know, get your money, first of all. You know, I'm about a dollar. What the is 50 cent? Like, you got to get your money. And they can trade you if they wanted to trade you. You get the money first. You sign the contract. But I think Milwaukee's making a move. Like, everybody thought Golden State was not the place for anybody to win. They built their winner, and now that was the place to be. Like, everybody's a Golden State fan. People I didn't even think knew what a basketball looked like. Hey, it's round. Yeah, that's great. Now they're Golden State fans. Like, you know, you can do it if you do it right. And I think, you know, Milwaukee can be a place to win if they get the right people there. I think bringing Jrue Holiday is a great move for them. I think it's a great pickup over Eric Bledsoe. We talked about it on previous shows, how they botched the other deal, but, you know, I think they're making the effort. You know, you look at when LeBron left Cleveland the first time, they didn't make the effort to bring anybody in. They had a chance to bring in Amari Stoudemire, years ago, and they didn't want to give up the minor assets that they could to bring him in and give LeBron what he wanted. I think Milwaukee's making an effort to keep him there. So I commend them, and I hope, you know, listen, as a Knicks fan, I hope it doesn't work out. But for Giannis, you know, you want it to work out because he did the right thing. He did a good move for his town. He likes it there. It's comfortable. And a quarter of $1 billion ain't nothing to sneeze at. But I'm going to bring in Nas. We're talking about Giannis. Nas, what's up, brother?
Yeah, what up? How y'all doing?
Oh, we chilling, man. You know, the villain is taking over. TP Timeless is on the, you know, he's knowing his position, playing his role in the background in Vegas. The villain's holding this down today. I'm hosting. I want to get your take. If you want to chime in on Harden, what we were talking about before, go ahead. If you want to pivot to Giannis and the max contract and free agency next year, which doesn't look very good at all, the floor is yours, my brother.
Well, just on that Cleveland thing, remember the asset that Cleveland was protecting was the young power forward, J.J. Hickson. Now, if you don't remember J.J. Hickson, I won't knock you for it. He was not very good. That turned out to be a huge mistake to hold on to J.J. Hickson as an untradeable asset. You can't get J.J. Hickson from us. That's our future. So, yeah, that's what Cleveland did. And they brought back instead of Amari Stoudemire. Hey, anytime you can not get Amari and get Antoine Jameson, you do it, right? That's what bad franchises do. But as far as Giannis, this was his best move. This is really the only move he had. Anything to where they would have had to try to move heaven and earth to get him to Miami this offseason, it would have had to been real ugly. He would have had to really go at Milwaukee in a way and become the villain in a way that he wasn't willing to do. So he gets the added benefit of, if this doesn't work in 2 years, you know he can just demand a trade and get out of town and become the villain. So he gets his money, he gets another crack at the championship, it doesn't work out, then everything gets ugly and he gets out of town. So either way, he can make it happen. But the PR move, which works really well on what I would call lanes, Yeah, I want to be here for this city. I want to win in this city. I want to do it the hard way. I don't want to take the easy way out. Like, that plays really well to silly people. So NBA teams are looking at PR and ways to sell themselves and package their players, and that's one way that they do it now. So the hard hat workers of Milwaukee, they'll be eating a cheese sandwich at lunch, talking about what a good Milwaukeean and Wisconsinite Giannis Antetokounmpo is. Similar to Serge Ibaka when he played for the Spanish national team. Y'all remember that? Serge Ibaka. Spanish
Serge
national
Ibaka, team. Yeah. Free cheese for Giannis for life.
Yeah, cheese and beer. All you want.
Free,
but yeah, man.
Exactly.
So, I mean, he didn't have too many moves, bro. But Miami would have been a better destination. It's just, do you have
absolutely
the stones to make it ugly? You know what I'm saying? Kevin Durant didn't
and
have
what would
stones.
They what would they
he
have to give up to get him? What would they have to give up to get him? I mean, Tyler Hero,
Bam Hero.
Not
yeah.
Bam. Here, it would have been some type of package of Hero, Duncan Robinson possibly, whatever other asset Milwaukee wanted, and all of their draft picks.
Yeah, but
I mean,
Bam just signed that big deal, right? Didn't Bam just sign that big deal?
Well, they weren't
going to
trade
that
Bam. Bam is the piece you pair with Giannis. So he wasn't going to give up Bam, but he's going to give up everything else.
Right. I mean, and who knows what it would work. I mean, listen, it would have been nice to – listen, Miami or Milwaukee, I mean, you do the math. I mean, we're talking South Beach or cheese, cold cheese. I mean, give me a break. But, hey, listen, you're right. I mean, listen, I always say get your money first. Worry about the business later, but get your money. Secure the bag. I mean, Alan, what do you think about Giannis?
Be the villain, though, bro. Everybody's
I mean, listen,
be
I've been the villain for over almost 10 years. It's hard work being a hero.
For him to make
being
that
called
happen,
the villain.
He would have had to make it ugly, and those people in Milwaukee would have hated him and burned his jersey and all of that.
Right. But if he goes back there and tries to make it work and it doesn't work and he eventually leaves, I think you take that jersey and you don't burn it. I think you say, hey, you know what? He tried, you know, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah, but you sound like a sensible person. Have you ever met fans?
Yeah, exactly. Let me put my Knicks cap on. Yeah, I'm saying that as not a Milwaukee fan. Let me put it on the other side. Alan, what do you think about Giannis going back?
I mean, you guys hit on very good points. I mean, he had no choice. He signed in the biggest contract in NBA history. You can't turn that down. You got to sign that. You know, PR move, loyalty,
well,
that's all
second.
Part of
hold
his.
Hold on a second. Hold on. You can't say he can't turn that down. James Harden just turned down, what was it, 2 years,
51.
100 million?
Yeah. Yeah, but.
Yeah, but
yeah,
it's the Rockets.
Yeah,
it's the Rockets.
Extension.
Nobody wants to play in Houston. It's different. It's the Rockets. Nobody wants to play in Houston, so it's different.
He didn't want to be there. Exactly.
Right.
He didn't want to be there.
Right.
Yeah,
right. Nobody
Giannis
wants to be in Houston. Nobody. Only person that wants to go to Houston is DeMarcus Cousins. Everybody else is like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
all NBA guys, if you don't get your money from the team, you get your money on the next deal anyway. Same thing with Hard. Hard might not get that 2-year $50 million, but he's going to sign 5-year $220 million or something. Like, they're going to get their money anyway.
Yeah, but not that Superman that Giannis guy. Alan, finish your point. Go ahead, brother.
So, yeah, I mean, my opinion, he had no choice but to sign it. But one thing is, he's only 25. He can opt out after 4 years. He'll be 29 if he wants to go ring hopping, you know, ring chasing.
Mm.
He can do it. I mean, so right now he's young. Get his bag, like you said, and see what he can do. They're in the Bucks are in the Eastern Conference, the weaker conference between the two. You know, they're probably still top three right now as it's constructed, and just, you know, go chase that ring. I mean, it might be hard because I don't know if any marquee free agents are coming to Milwaukee to play with him. I also just think that the organization or the coach, they might have to adjust their offensive philosophy come playoff time, because as great as Giannis is during the regular season where it's more open and more, you know, transition, like, that all slows down in the playoffs. So maybe that's why they got Jrue Holiday. Maybe Jrue Holiday becomes the closer in the fourth quarter. Maybe Giannis becomes, you know, Mr. 3.5 quarters, and then let Jrue Holiday take over the fourth quarter. Because Giannis, the way he's built, he can't close games Like, he can't he's not KD. He can't create create off the dribble and pull up on a dime and hit a jumper, you know, to close out like at the end of the shot clock. Yeah, he can post up, but he's gonna get double teamed. So just the way his game is constructed, as great as he is not a closer. So it's just something for Milwaukee to think about come playoff time.
Neither is Drew Holiday. Please don't paint that picture like Drew Holiday is a show closer. Please don't paint that picture.
I mean, but he's an upgrade over Eric Bledsoe, TP. I mean, you got to give him a little bit. I think he's defensively is much better.
I mean, to a certain extent. Have you seen a couple of games where Drew Holiday goes to sleep in the third or fourth quarter? Like, he'll blow up in the first half, and in the second half, he'll go to sleep. Like, go to sleep. It's happening. He's been passing around the league. Drew Holiday just make a one stop. He's been passing around the league. He's a Philly or Dutchie or Backwood. Like, he's been passing around.
Here's the deal with Milwaukee. Giannis going there, Giannis resigning there is good for Giannis's pocket. That's it. They're never going to win a championship with that team as it's currently constructed. And now with Giannis Antetokounmpo signing that max deal, it kind of hinders them a little bit from going out and getting more key free agents to come play with him. He's not a closer. Like, Giannis is not a closer. He can't close. He's a regular season stat stuffer. Does his work in the regular season, gets to the postseason, and gets beat out of a championship. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter if you get Eric Bledsoe. It doesn't matter if you get Jrue Holiday. It doesn't matter what type of low key NBA player you get to come play there. No other star is gonna come join him there. They can't afford
you make a great point, and Alan touched on it too, and I want to get everybody's opinion. Eric, I'm going to ask you first. Can Giannis attract free agents to Milwaukee? Can he get the big guy, the big free agent? Now, this year's class is crap. I mean, let's be real. Outside of maybe Gobert out of Utah, you're talking about maybe Andre Drummond is probably unrestricted. You got Oladipo. You got Blake Griffin. It's not a sexy because a lot of guys are going to opt back in. I mean, LeBron, Davis, Giannis all opted back in. You're not going to have a lot of guys available. But can Giannis attract that one player that can push them over the edge to get a championship in Milwaukee, Eric?
I think he can. That's what they play this game for, is to win championships. And, a lot of the superstars, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, have expressed interest saying they would love to play for Giannis, with Giannis. So I think Milwaukee can. They're one of the top dogs in the East right now. Yeah, Tyrone touched on them being a great team in the regular season but faltering in the playoffs. They're just a few pieces away from being a championship team. So I think most definitely he can. And him signing the Supermax contract is a test to that. Like, okay, I'm going to be here. I want to win here. And, I know a lot of people are talking bad about Harden, but that would be a good pair up there with Giannis. I think that would be a missing piece with the team they have now, adding a guy like James Harden. So I definitely think Milwaukee can attract that star with Giannis being there. So, and I think that's what they're banking on. So, but I definitely think it's possible for sure.
Okay, I want to say this before you get going. Hold on, I want to say this. What pieces do you think is going to go to Milwaukee, one? And two, if Harden went there, you think they're just going to get him with an ice cream scoop? Or do you think they're going to have this in them Benzes, Bentleys, Suburbans, Ferraris? They're going to have to do everything to get him there. There's going to be nobody there. So, like, the pieces that are available, what pieces are going to want to go to Wisconsin and think that that's the move, let alone with the money that he has? So somebody's got to take a cut. It's a lose-lose situation. I mean, yes, Giannis won on the contract signing, but, like, Milwaukee, him, Holiday, and then
Milwaukee,
who? Like,
championship.
Keep in mind, gentlemen, like, I understand that Giannis is going to attract free agents, but Harden is not going to go there. Keep in mind, them two don't like each other. Like, Harden
man, that's
never
true. I forgot they were beefing.
I don't think
they
James Harden likes too
that's
many
true.
Players. So
that's right. They were beefing.
Facts.
That's right.
So no, that's true. But you know, if Harden was a smart man, he would go and pair up with Giannis because. To TB's point, I don't think they have to give up a lot. They maybe have to give up draft picks, but
absolutely.
They have those. They haven't had to move a lot of draft picks to bring guys in. I think Milwaukee
they
can make it work and keep the core pieces to – what's that?
They don't have to give up a lot to get Harden?
No, they,
oh, no,
I mean,
want,
they do
anybody.
Have to give up a lot, but they don't have to give up players and contracts to get Harden. They have draft capital that they can put in as a sweetener instead of giving up Middleton, Holiday, Lopez and company. Like, you know what, you understand what I'm saying? Like, the Nets don't have a lot of draft capital.
What
the Nets would have to give
saying.
Up
I understand players. What you're saying, but this is a Houston organization that had the bigger staff family run through there several times. D'Antoni go there through a couple times. McHale go through there a couple times. Mm-hmm. You're going to put them in a safe situation waiting for draft picks to come and try to develop into an organization that just revolving door coaches there. They are not in a situation to watch this go into 2031, 32, 30, because they're not going to win in this next decade if that's what's going to happen. And this is looking at Houston making that move if Harden went to Milwaukee. Like, Houston
yeah,
is looking
but,
for pieces.
But
they're looking for picks.
Yeah, they just gave up their picks to get Jrue Holiday out there. They gave up two firsts and three swaps. Yeah, two firsts and three swaps. So, no, they don't have the draft capital to do it, and they don't have young players good enough to where Houston would want to make a deal with them. You'd have to get a third team involved, and the third team would say, what the hell do we want from y'all? So, no, Milwaukee
right.
is not going to get a premier free agent. They don't even have the cap space to do so, not to mention it's going to be hard to convince people. They got to build on the first
model. Saying.
They're going to have to draft foreign guys late or potentially good guys in the second round and find steals, and they're going to have to sign vets at the veteran minimum who want to come in and play with Giannis. So, I mean, that's their mode of winning.
Which is
they ain't getting no big
which is why I say Giannis is never going to win a championship playing with Milwaukee.
Right.
The only way he's going to get a chip is if he opts out of that after that second year and goes and joins up with somebody else and does it. Like, and it's unfortunate because I want him to get a ring. You know what I'm saying? But he secured his bag. I salute him for that. But if it's about trying to win championships, you know what I'm saying, and trying to bring a chip, you know, to your resume and trying to bring a chip to Milwaukee, that ain't never happening, bro. I feel bad for him. Dame Dollar's never going to get a ring either. I want him to get a ring too. But he wants to try to win one for Portland, and nobody's going to go to Portland, Oregon.
The destination doesn't make a difference. I mean, listen, I'm telling you,
but it does.
Nobody wanted to go to Golden State. Nobody wanted to go to Golden State. Before Curry got drafted, you tell me
for years, for
exactly.
Years,
you tell
ben
me anybody
Rose
that wanted what I'm
Chris
saying.
Mullen and Tim Hardaway was there. So.
We're also talking about the Bay Area, living in the Bay Area as opposed to living in Milwaukee. Like
I don't understand. This is the villain that Sirius is calling the good guy, and they're going against each other. This is how they spicing stuff up.
We do that all the time.
Don't buy that stuff. They shoveling.
No, be clear. Like, listen, before Steph Curry got to Golden State, who was knocking down the door to go sign there? I mean, who did they have?
No.
Richard Jackson, give me a
Baron
break.
Davis,
Jason
Richardson. Steven Jackson, Baron Davis, Jason Richardson. That team was loaded.
That team was in the lottery. That team was in the lottery.
That
they
team was in the playoffs. You're lying. They were in the playoffs.
They were the 8th seed.
They beat Dallas
as
the
8th seed. Come on, give me a break.
They beat Utah. Wait, hold on. When Barron was on the Warriors, they were going off. You're lying. Stop.
You're reaching for straws here.
Yeah,
they were never contenders.
They were not contenders.
I hear what you're saying, though. Anybody in a certain time frame can get a free agent. I hear what you're saying. Like, the city ain't going to be all the way detrimental to them getting a free agent. But cap space is. draft position is, assets to trade,
right.
All of that stuff is what's going to be in the way for Milwaukee. Like I said, they got to build like the Spurs did, man. You got to be really astute in the draft. You got to find some foreign guys that people don't know about. You got to get your Ginobili, your Tony Parker. You got to outdraft people. And then you get the veteran guys to come in. Bobby Portis is on the team this year. We'll see how Bobby works out. If Bobby can be, you know, the Malik Rose of this era or something like that for them, then that works out. But that's what you have to do if you're Milwaukee.
You got to keep his hands to yourself.
To a certain extent. Like, I mean, I agree that you got to go through and draft the center third, but here's the thing, like, would you much rather spend money on taxes and this, that, and the third in one city or go to another city where the taxes are cheaper, plus you get a chance to compete for a chip? Like, when free agents, Houston out of the question. But my thing is this, would you much rather go play with Milwaukee where it's butt-ass cold all the dang on time and you don't have a chance for a chip, or would you much rather go play with current current Golden State or Miami?
Go ahead and
miss that in the third. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, hang on a second. Carmelo Anthony said he didn't want to take that trade to Portland when the Knicks were trying to deal him. They eventually dealt him to OKC. He finally wound up his way into Portland, and guess what? He had the option to sign somewhere else this year. He went back to Portland.
That was his only opportunity, bro.
I don't think that was his only opportunity.
He was trying to get back in the league. I think that was his only opportunity.
But
the Kings were not knocking down the door to try to sign Carmelo Anthony after we cut him after 10 games.
After last year, when he balled out in the playoffs, it counts.
Just like Nas said, Divine balled out because he was in the bubble, sitting in the corner shooting threes. He still ain't playing defense. He's gonna be slower. He had to lose weight for him to appeal to people. Like, stop. Carmelo's time is slowly sinking in that sand. Believe me.
Yeah, but I'm not saying he's a superstar like he was before. But the guy can still put the ball in the bucket, and he chose to go play with Dame Dollar in Portland. Why wouldn't somebody want to go to Dame Dollar's team or go to Milwaukee to play with these two guys that are in the top 10 in the league? I don't care who you ask. They're top 10 in the league.
He didn't have a choice.
Why wouldn't you want to go there,
bro? Portland has
the same
problem. He
did not have a choice.
But I'm not talking about Melo specifically. I'm saying he had the choice to go there, and he went there. Why can't somebody else do that and go to his team?
So a back-of-the-line free agent. That's what we're saying. We're saying they're going to get guys like Melo, a veteran, aging, on his last legs, rotational guy. Those type of guys they're going to get. Milwaukee has the same problems Portland does. Why did Portland bring in Robert Covington and bring back your boy Cantor? Because those are the type of contracts and guys that they can get. They can't get frontline guys. Dame is going to eventually have to tell them to trade CJ if they really want to try to win a championship. He's going to have to try to flip CJ for another team.
Wow. You think they have to go down?
That's
going to
be ice cold, and I don't know if Dame is that kind of player. But
wait, so they got to get rid of CJ for it to go down? Damn.
Nas, you can't throw that on the grill and walk away. You can't throw that on the grill and walk away. Who can they trade? Who can the Portland bring back for CJ McCollum that's going to make it work? You got to put somebody out there. You got to call a name.
Okay. Think about the top, let's say 15 to 30 NBA players. You can get somebody in that 15 to 30 range with CJ. Anybody else on your roster, you ain't getting nothing back. So CJ is the only piece that can really flip the board for you. And if they lose again next year, I think it's going to be explored. So we'll see.
I mean, I hope it works. I like that combo with CJ and Dame Dollar. I agree. I think they're a player away from really contending with, like, the Lakers and the Clippers out there. I don't know who they could bring in, but I hope they do because, I mean, they're fun to watch when they're healthy. I mean, I don't know, but, you know, It's crazy.
Who else would you flip? What are you going to get for Nurk? What are you going to get for Robert Covington?
Nothing.
Not much.
Not anybody that's going to tip the scale. Not against the Lakers, because the Lakers team, unfortunately, that Lakers team won the championship in the bubble, but got better. I mean, you know, with Marc Gasol and Schroeder. I mean, so I look at it like there.
Wesley
you have
Matthews
to make
is
a
on
splash.
That team. Harrell's on that team.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That Lakers team retooled.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm watching them as
for the better.
Yeah, I'm watching them as we speak.
And we're still waiting on the Clippers to get a point guard.
Go ahead, TB. You were talking?
No, I was about to say I do have to run now. But I know y'all can go for a little bit longer. See, that's
yeah,
how I'm with America today. People talking to
he
people
gone.
Like that. You know what I'm saying? You take care of people.
He gone
you,
with you.
You got people lying to the people. They talking about me in a bad way. And then they, you know, when they on the phone with me, they treat me like the king that I am. You know what I'm saying? Every last one of them. Nah,
not never.
Serious,
not never.
I need you to put in a couple of betting slips for me. Today is Wednesday.
holler at your boy. Holler at your boy. I've been in that sport book on complete fire, fish grease all on my body. I'm telling you, I'm not playing around.
Oh, that's what's up.
So, listen, Sports City, this is how they treat me, right? I ask these dudes for a favor, right? And all these dudes are acting funny on me.
Go.
And then they come in here
oh,
and
wow.
they act like this. You know what I'm saying? They come and check out
everybody's one of them.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking. I asked these dudes for a favor, salad, Sunday. These dudes went to sleep on me. You know what I'm saying? And then they
nobody
hear me talking. And then they were like, yo,
nobody
well,
went
let's
to sleep. Somebody else was
something.
Wait, the villain has got the grill. I got the spatula. I'm holding down the grill. I got the flame burning up here. You're not going to disparage the villain and make us look like the bad guys so you could be the hero. You asked us a question. The topic got changed really quickly to Kyrie Irving, and we forgot that you asked for our picks to win you money. You weren't asking us for our picks to win us money. You didn't ask for, hey, Venmo me some money. I'll win you some money. No, send me your picks so I can get rich. That's what you said. Tell the whole story. Don't tell it from one perspective. Tell it from both perspectives.
Okay, so for city, look at me asking these dudes for money around Christmas. They all got you. They've been like, yo, what's up? It's the kids. It's Christmas. Just think of me doing that right now. Christmas. You know what I'm saying? And this is what they're going to do to me. And this is live.
You don't want
and they try to come at me like that. They think it's funny. You know what I'm saying? They laughing. And this is what I get. Now picture this. Now Nas just said, hold him down in the sport book, get him some stuff in there. And I just did this just 2, 3, 4 days ago, and they was like, whatever. Gave me the hand and everything. Flicked their chin like they're Italians. You know, like whatever.
I didn't see anything I liked on that slate, man. You can't bet just
the
best.
I just said
just
give me the pick. I'm going off of you. That's all I need. I'm out here dancing.
I didn't like last week's games, man. I didn't like much out there.
Okay, so
I took one more time.
Hold on. I'm going to do this one more time. I'm out here until Tuesday. If y'all don't get your act together, we have a problem, okay?
I'm going to find something.
Worth City, Alan, it's good to hear you, Alan. I'm glad that you're in the kitchen. I don't know why you've been hiding, but it's okay. Eric, you know what you do. We out here. You know how I act in the valley. You already know you've been out here while I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? But them three, between Nas, Sirius, and Barry, Boy. Yo, you know what I feel like? I feel like. Listen, if y'all ever seen Juice, I'm Q, Barry Bishop, Sirius is Steel, and Nas is Raheem with the ratchet, and Nas started it all off. Give it. Nas gave Barry the pistol. Barry shot Nas in the chest. Sirius running around New York City.
The villain would never do that.
Wait. And it's Sirius at the Barry, sir. Don't you get tired of this shit?
the villain would never pull out a pistol. Put it together. I rock hoes. I rock fellas. I try to not pick my spot, fellas. Come on, see, this is what I'm talking about. The villain would never do
that. This is the thanks we get for being reasoned and not just sending him picks. This is the thanks we get for not sending him bad stuff. This is how you bet, man.
Right,
you don't just
bet
because the games are being played. You bet.
I wanted to see the similarities or how we was going to do it. Then I would have rocked with the similarity. But oh no, I'm getting breakdowns and plead guilties and plead not guilties right now, man. Y'all look terrible,
yo. Pittsburgh game and you would have been mad as hell. We'd have sent you that Pittsburgh game.
Well, guess what? I went with the Bills that game and I lit them up. I took the Bills that game so high.
No, you didn't.
Take that one.
No, you didn't.
How much
would
I bet? How much would I bet? I took the Bills.
No, you didn't. Where'd you take it?
How much would I bet? I took the Bills.
No, you didn't.
You wouldn't believe it. I got people with me right now. I got people with me right now to tell you I took that bet.
I don't care about them.
We need to see the betting slip. We need to see the betting
slip. Yeah,
I need
to
see
the slip.
I need to see the slip. Here's the funny thing. Like, if you were to really take the Bills, my phone would have lit up on Sunday night at 11:45. My phone would have lit up like a
football game. Listen, there's a difference between me and Sirius. I told Sirius, I don't come for him. Like, I got that grin when
you
get hit up. You know what I'm saying?
Like him,
Sirius would go for the clock to hit zeros for me to lose. Like, if I lose and the clock is 000, he'd be like, hi, and then send me a text, hi. Or I'm just here for the comments and put the Michael Jackson with the popcorn. Like, this is what I deal with Sirius. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm
but,
TV,
but,
you know what I'm saying?
Tell us.
Win you money.
We
want to
see. We
want to
see
money.
Your Detroit Lions slip too, because I know you bet that Detroit.
I want to see. I need the slip.
I didn't touch that game.
If my
I left it alone.
Won you money, if my squad won you money, you would have been in my inbox quick, fast, and in a hurry. Time like yeah. Thank you.
I got people with me that watched me picked up 8 flat. I picked up 8 flat off of that. Now,
tell Beyonce to keep dropping passes. You would have been in my inbox.
Oh no, that's your boy Eric Ebron. Y'all took him from Detroit. Look, your team be taking a lot of stuff from my team. Man,
here we go. Listen, we're not doing that. Here we go.
I'm trying.
Come on.
Look.
What?
Sports
what?
I can't even leave the kitchen right. You know I'm trying to leave and these dudes
take a cognac and chill out, man. Go order you a cognac.
That's all
chill
I'm
out,
getting. That's all I'm yacking on.
Listen,
I'm already here now. Look, I got complimentary drinks left and right. I'm passing these drinks off. I'm about to get rolling. Listen, y'all already know the slogan. Tell a friend to tell a friend that it's the chefs again. And if they don't know, now they know. And these dudes, look.
Listen.
In the words of Rodman, Bishop, oh, Bishop.
You got to take them out. You got to let them know.
Bishop.
I know I ain't shit. I ain't going to be shit. You ain't shit.
It ain't talked about enough that them boys cut school to go to the crib and watch Black and White and eat eggs and bologna.
I mean, right.
No chick.
And then broke his mother's vase and didn't give a fuck. Whatever. CP, go gamble. You know, honestly, we know you did.
The wackest cut day of all time. Like, bro, we cut.
I know.
We had something going on, man.
I mean, in Black and White. I mean, oh my God.
So y'all, listen. Y'all three hit me up if y'all want something to happen out here. Y'all let me know. And the rest of y'all, like I said, Alan, Eric, thank you for stopping by. This ain't no one-stop show. Y'all better come back around. That's all I'm telling y'all. Unless you know what, Alan, I'm gonna call Alan. So Alan. And Eric is who Eric gonna be? Eric gonna be Samuel Jackson at the arcade. Y'all better go to school.
Yeah, looking with his hand out, looking for that knowledge. Like, I need you to get a message out to Bishop and looking for that money. Like,
Oh Bishop.
Oh,
all right, y'all.
I want to talk real quick football, and then we can close the shop up. I was going to talk about Kyrie Irving, but I don't want to talk about that. I can't. I really can't.
I'm going to switch gears to football, because if I start talking about Kyrie, I'll be here all day.
Yeah, I'm tired of y'all bullying Kyrie. Yeah, let's switch to football. Y'all been bullying that man.
No, you know what? We can talk about it then. I'll get a quick quip, and then we can move on to football. But listen, Kyrie is a good guy. Kyrie is a good guy. He's charitable. He donates. But I think of it, listen, too much water will drown a man, okay? Water is good for you. It's the most, it's the safest thing on earth, but too much of it will drown you, okay? He thinks way too much, and it's like too much thought, you get lost in thought, and you're not even conscious of reality at the point you're at in time. You know, you can overthink, okay? And I think at this point, what Kyrie was doing on media day, this boycotting the media and then coming up with these delusions that he had in his head, is overthinking. And it's just way too much. I mean, listen, your obligation to the media, and the only time it was on the first day, on media day, and you're calling people pawns, and that you're it's about the art, and you're better than this, and blah, 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 blah. And then you come back and you basically retract every crazy thing you said the other day because you know it was BS. I mean, listen, I like Kyrie, but dude, I wouldn't, if it was up to me, I wouldn't talk to you, because I don't need that kind of headache in my life. And if you don't talk, then people are going to draw their own conclusions. You're the best advocate for yourself. Go out there, talk to the media. All they want to talk to you about basketball. They don't want to talk to you about anything else but ball. That's all he had to do. I don't understand why he couldn't do it, Naj. I just don't understand.
He's a weirdo, man. Like, people just got to let that go, man. Yeah, he's a weird dude. We all know he's weird. So every time he does something weird, we ain't got to overreact and say, this is the worst thing ever. He ain't talking to the media. Oh, my God. Think about the children. Is Kyrie giving good quotes anyway? Like, have you ever looked up a Kyrie Irving interview because you wanted to hear what Kyrie had to say? Like, no. Like, it's not a big deal. He'll be talking back to the media. He'll pay his fines. He'll be back talking. And this will just be another one of a million stories we get out of Brooklyn this year.
Here's my issue. Yes, like, I've been watching Kyrie for a while, and that's when I'm talking, this and that. And what ticked me off about this whole song and dance wasn't the fact that he wasn't talking, but you can't sit there and start throwing Malcolm X quotes and this, that, and the third as to reasoning.
Exactly.
And this, that, and you can't do that. Like, if you don't want to talk, whatever, you're a grown-ass man at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? If you have some type of beef, you know, with some writer taking something that you said off the record and putting it on the record and, you know, this, that, and the third, and you so violated, I get that. But you can't start throwing out Malcolm X quotes and, you know, this, that, and the third, and then coming back and, you know, with your hand out, you know, like it's cupcakes and Hallmark cards talking about, I'm sorry, this, that, and the third. No, they can't be doing that, bro. Like, if you think the world is flat, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? Your power, too. You grown man, think what you want. But at the end of the day, you can't. You can't do that, man. You can't do that. You know, if you don't want to talk,
that's the thing. What if I tell you this won't be the worst thing he says or does for the season? That's what I'm saying.
It won't stop me one bit, bro.
Time,
you know what?
Is undefeated.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I mean, here's the thing, Nah. Like, I'm gonna be right in that thread, and we're gonna talk about Kyrie all damn season long. We're going to be right in that thread talking about Kyrie. We're going to bring it right into the building. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. Kyrie's a cornball. He always has been a cornball. You know what I'm saying? I dare say Kyrie's going to be the reason why Brooklyn doesn't win a chip. We can talk about that too, but that's another conversation for another day.
I mean, he goes to teams. He goes to Brooklyn. He goes to the Nets, and they're better when he leaves. So, I mean, but that's not the case. I mean, you can't come out quoting Malcolm X and feeling like you're oppressed, and it's media day, and they just want to ask you about basketball. Like, you're talking about something totally different that isn't in the context of what the media wanted to talk to you about, and then you're calling them pawns. And then you're saying, well, I'm about the art, and I'm an artist, and you're talking about we want to be protected.
What about the game?
Yeah, like, we're not talking about your art and being protected. We're talking about you playing basketball for the Brooklyn Nets with
with Kevin Durant for the first time. We're not talking about anything else. Like, that's what I mean. He's overthinking. He's talking about stuff that doesn't make any sense, has no context to what they're talking about at the moment. We're talking about ball. I guarantee you Kevin Durant and team said, listen, I'm not putting up with this shit all year, because if he had boycotted the media, the first locker they'd be at is Kevin Durant. And what do they ask Kevin Durant? What's up with your boy Kyrie? Why don't they want to talk? What's Kyrie doing? Why are you – like, nobody got time for that. You're about the art. Listen, if you're really about, quote-unquote, the art, then you would be doing it for free. Anytime you put your art out for the public to consume, you are putting yourself out there to be criticized. Jay-Z doesn't put out an album and keep it to himself. He puts out an album for the world to see, and then you have critics that say, this is a classic or this is garbage. That's what the art is, okay? So the villain's getting worked up because he doesn't have a sense of reality. I mean, Eric, I don't know if you want to chime in on this, but we can move away from it, but that's all I needed to say about Kyrie Irving, because it's just he overthinks, and too much thought kills you. That's all it is.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I agree. You know, you want to keep that psychobabble on your Twitter or Instagram accounts, but, you know, just like you touched on, all they want to know is how is it playing with Kevin Durant and being able to be on the court with him? What's the future hold with your team, you know, with Steve Nash as the coach? All they wanted to do is talk basketball, and this guy goes on a psychobabble rant, you know what I mean? So it's like – but it's typical Kyrie Irving, man. I don't know. Just like Nas just touched on, this is definitely not the last crazy thing we're going to hear from him all year. So it is what it is with him, but he just needs to focus on basketball. These are sports reporters. They're coming to talk about basketball, not all this other crazy stuff. So that's my sense on it.
Yeah, and I'll leave it at that, because Nas, you're absolutely right. It's not the last we'll hear of him. And you know, when you're on this platform making as much money as he does, you're going to get criticized and people are going to come ask you questions, because guess what? When you sign the contract, they're allowed to ask you questions. You're supposed to be available for the media. Moving on. NFL. There was a lot of things that were going on. Jalen Hurts, first start, looked pretty good. Carson Wentz, you know, start packing your bags. The Steelers, two straight losses. Are they ready for the Chiefs in the playoffs? The Chiefs looked terrible against the Dolphins, but still won the game. Who are the top five teams as we're into the last month of the season? Eric, I'll kick it back to you. I mean, you can put them in order. You can put them descending, ascending, however you want to do it. But if you had to pick teams at the cream of the crop right now as it stands, you know, December 16th, who do you got as your top five?
I definitely got the Steelers, the Bills, the Kansas City Chiefs, Green Bay Packers, the Saints. Those are the five teams that I have that stick out. And I'm not sold on the Saints. So, you know, I think it's going to be Green Bay coming out of the NFC. And, definitely, I don't know. The Steelers are starting to get knocked down to earth. The Bills look really good, gentlemen. The Bills are my pick to take on the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC. I think it's going to be them in the AFC championship game. Josh Allen is emerging as a great leader and a good quarterback in this league. The defense is playing really good. And, yeah, I look for the Bills are my favorite to even beat the Chiefs in the AFC. The only team that I think that can beat the Chiefs.
Real wow, that's a bold statement, Nas. Who do you like?
Yep.
Nas, who do you like? Who's your top five in the NFL right now? Nas, you there?
Did we lose Nas?
I don't know.
He may have lost him.
I see him. You might have lost him, but if he's there, call back. Sirius, who you got? Top five.
Chiefs, Packers, L.A. Rams, Saints, Steelers.
Not going to put respect
I'm
on
I'm going to go Saints here. So what?
I think you're not going to put respect
go Saints
on the Bills.
Nah, here's the thing with the Bills, man. Like, I respect them because they beat us, but I really can't. I really can't. You know what I'm saying? That game there is more of a microcosm of our biggest issue. And so I respect them, but I want them again. So, but honestly, Kansas City, Green Bay, the LA Rams, who really get no respect right now, who I think could really come out of the NFC. Obviously, the Packers, you know, have the MVP of the league, in my opinion, on their roster, and Aaron Rodgers.
Absolutely.
The Steelers, honestly, I think we have three games to get right, and I think we will do just that. And then the Saints, here's my issue with the Saints. You know what? Hold on a second. I'm moving the Saints out for a minute.
Okay.
Because I'm projecting long term, and the Saints in the playoffs lose in the most ridiculous of fashions possible.
They figure
you know
it out.
What I'm saying?
They figure out a way.
they invent ways to lose. I'm going to go Seattle Seahawks here, and here's why.
Wow.
I think, honestly, that defense that was once a problem is now starting to round into form. I do think Russell Wilson, although he is not going to win the MVP, I think anytime you get Russell Wilson and those assortment of receivers, you have a legitimate shot. And so – Chiefs, Steelers, Packers, Rams, Seahawks in my top five.
You know, Seattle doesn't get a pass from me. They did lose to the Giants at home, and then they had a bye week against the Jets. But, you know, that defense just doesn't really do it for me. I think the Saints lost their identity.
Yo.
Yeah, go ahead.
There he is. There.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead, man. My bad. I want to try to interrupt.
I think the Saints lost their identity a little bit against the Eagles and Jalen Hurts trying to make Tyson Hill a passer. I think there should have been a running team until Breeze gets back. But seriously, I agree. Saints are going to figure out a way to lose in the playoffs. That's what they do, even though they have a pretty good defense. That didn't look good against Jalen Hurts. But, I mean, listen, I like the Chiefs. I like the Packers. I think the Packers are the cream of the crop out there in the NFC. With that bad man, Aaron Rodgers, the MVP, I gotta give him props. I like the Bills. I for all the reasons that Eric mentioned, I like Josh Allen. I think they got a good defense and their running game. It looks pretty good. And listen, Stephon Diggs makes a hell of a difference. Yeah.
Hold on a second. When did Andre Drummond become a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Oh, last year they had a trade for him. Pay attention. They traded for him.
Oh,
they traded
God.
For him. Yeah. The Pistons don't know what they were doing. They don't know what they're doing.
The Pistons couldn't get anything for him, so they ended up giving him to Cleveland for basically nothing. It's weird.
Yeah, for a bag of balls.
Most people in the league they're not high on Drummond. I think Drummond, he does what he does, man. Just don't expect him to do more, you know?
I think Drummond, Drummond's a double-double guy. He's a double-double guy. I think Cleveland, I think they traded a Netflix or a Hulu subscription for him. I'm not sure which one it was.
Not a Netflix or a Hulu subscription. You goofy for that, sir.
they couldn't get anything.
And they'll eventually trade him for more than what they gave up to get him. So eventually somebody's going to need to send
Disney.
It, and they'll get something.
They're on Disney Plus.
It ain't bad. But NFL discussion though, man, I think of it like this. Like I said before, it's hard to really look at things week to week because things change so much week to week just because of the disease. And as we watch these performances, people can go from looking like MVPs to just looking like trash. I think Kansas City is the only team that matters as far as Super Bowl contenders. Kansas City
Absolutely.
Is the only team that will lose because they didn't do something well that day. everybody else has weaknesses that can be exploited, and depending on matchup, that's going to determine how far they go. So as good as the Packers are, we saw that Tampa game. You know what I'm saying? Like, as good as, as good as the Saints are, we just saw that Eagles game. Like, every other one of these teams has major flaws. Kansas City, to me, is the only one that doesn't. And for you to beat them, it's just Mahomes had a bad day, or Tyreek got hurt, or Kelsey pulled a hamstring. Like, it's going to be something internal to beat them. Everybody else,
they just coming for the show, right?
I don't know, man.
I mean, listen,
hey, the Bills
I agree
on
with
all
you.
Cylinders, the Bills on all cylinders, I think, could compete with the they got the defense to stop Mahomes and give him the games that, like he had against Denver. Look at what the Denver defense did to him. So they can be exploited. If they shut down Mahomes, that takes their offense away. So, and I think that the Bills and possibly even the Steelers, but I know the Bills on all cylinders can definitely pull it off.
I don't know.
See,
didn't
the
problem
didn't
the Bills
with those
lose
two teams
here?
Is both. Yeah, but both of those two teams can, like you
barely.
Said, that can happen. They can beat Kansas City. Here's the problem: both of those two teams can also lose to lesser teams and never get to Kansas City. See,
that's
the issue
that's
I'm having when looking at all
and
the other contenders.
Yeah, and I agree. I agree. Listen, the Bills can give the Chiefs a game. But if they can easily fall in their face to the Steelers and not get there, or fall in their face to, like, maybe the Browns, who are a dangerous team right now, even though they lost in at the closing minutes to a surging Ravens team, that Browns team, they have a solid enough defense. Not great, solid enough, and they got a running game. You run the ball against Kansas City and keep that offense off the field, that's a good recipe. I think the team that does it, and Sirius brought it up too, the team that doesn't get enough respect is the Rams. That's a good defense. That's a number two defense in the league. And I think they got enough offense with Kupp healthy. I think they were missing Kupp in their Super Bowl disaster against the Patriots.
They're just too inconsistent. The Rams are too inconsistent. You don't know what you're going to get each from week to week. You know,
true,
they
but
lost,
if you get that Rams team that you're
49ers.
Supposed to get, right. But if you get that Rams team you're supposed to get, Aaron, with that defense, with Aaron, with Donald and company.
But it's the offense that's the problem. It's not the defense. Uh-huh. The defense is going to keep them in games every game. It's Jared Goff and the offense. Which offense are you going to get week to week? And I don't think. I mean, they have enough to beat the Packers. You know what I mean? So
the Rams have won 5 out of their last 6 games. The only loss was to a division opponent in San Fran. They won 5 out of their last 6. Their next 3 are going to tell us a lot. Well, their last 2 are going to tell us a lot. I mean, they got the Jets this week, and then they close out the season against Seattle and against Arizona. So 2 of their last 3 games are going to tell us a lot. With that being said, this is the number 2 ranked defense in the league. They're winning in spite of Jared Goff. Jared Goff isn't helping them. He's good for at least 1, maybe 2 turnovers a game. But they figured out a running game. Sean McVay is one of the most innovative play callers in the business, and he's going to have his team prepared to play. And this is a team that hasn't lost at home yet. So if they're lucky enough to get a home game, you know, they're going to be a problem. They're going to be a problem.
Cam
Akers is really turning it on.
I thought I muted myself when that guy was asking for a cigarette. My bad if I did that on the show. But just, the
I
Rams
thought it was 2P asking for a pick.
Right. I'm out here, man. Dude just came up to me asking for a cigarette. But look, the Rams had the same problem the Bills have. If you get a Josh Allen ceiling game, they can beat anybody. If the Rams defense plays as we know they can, and they just run the ball, they can beat anybody. Problem is,
right.
They can also show up and just get housed because they play so slow and they're just – Jared Goff, look, McVay deserves Coach of the Year and a whole lot for what he's doing with Jared Goff. It's a quarterback on training wheels. He's giving them reads through the helmet, and he makes the offense ABC, simple as hell. These are the reads. This is what I want you to do. So I just don't know how far you can go with that because it's basically you're protecting the quarterback every game. And sooner or later, he got to put on his big boy shoes.
Yeah, and if
he
can
wear shoes in years, like even that Super Bowl one,
I think
like,
he's still shell shocked.
Yeah,
I think he's still looking for a reason after that Patriots Super Bowl. I mean, that was an utter disaster. And I agree with you, Nas, and serious. Like, yeah, listen, the Rams can give anybody a game, including the Chiefs. But you're right. There's all these teams at the top with nobody's with the Chiefs, but all these teams at the top have a flaw that if they don't show up, they can easily get beaten. I can easily see the Packers or the Saints or the Rams or the Seahawks or the Steelers or the Bills or the Browns lose. The Chiefs, they barely showed up against the Dolphins. Mahomes had what, 2-3 picks, and they still won the game going away.
Right.
Like, you know, you know, the Chiefs are toying with the league. They show up when they're interested. And, you know, last year they kind of did it too. They didn't show up for first halves of the playoff games and then, you know, turned it on. You know, the Chiefs are a scary team. They got that cheetah. They got one of the best tight ends we've ever seen. Andy Reid is calling plays like it's a video game right now with Bieniemy. This is a scary, scary Chiefs team, not just for this year, for the next few years.
They're the Golden State Warriors of the NFL. We're gonna start hating them because they're just too damn good. Like, if you're playing Madden, you're not allowed to use Kansas City, or I'm quitting. It's gonna be just like people are not allowed to use Golden State.
That's true. I mean, listen, like
it was
you ever take Golden
State something.
Exactly. It's like, seriously, not if I was sitting next to you playing like NBA 2K and I picked my Knicks because I'm a Knicks fan and you just rolled up and went right to the G section and got Golden State, I look at you and roll my eyes like, really? Like, you know, that's
kind of what it is
now with the team.
I'm putting the stick down. No, we ain't doing
exactly.
that. Try
it's like, come on, man, please put the Timberwolves, goddamn it. But, you know, like,
do something.
The Chiefs are the gold, they're the gold standard. And I, you know, I don't know if anybody can beat them, to be honest with you. The Chiefs will beat themselves. There's not a team that can go out there and definitively they're better than the Chiefs and they could beat them at their own game. The Chiefs have to beat themselves to lose in the playoffs. I mean, is there a team like the Steelers or the Bills or the Browns or the Ravens that may be able to play with them? Possibly, but nobody's in that league. Nobody's in that class. But great show, as always. I thought I could do it unsupervised, but TP had to call in and check on us. You know, like normal. You know, he can't let it go. Can't let it go. But Eric, thanks for calling in, brother. Give me a plug. Give me a shout. And I'm going to start closing this kitchen down.
Hey, great show tonight, gentlemen. And I think you did a great job, Barry. So, hey, for what it's worth, man, I had a good time with my brothers, as always. So, Sports City Chefs, folks, check us out, and we'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, Eric. It was a pleasure, as always, brother. Nas, always a pleasure talking with you. I feel like you're like the big brother I never had. I got other big brothers, but you're like one of another big brothers, like, you know, I ain't never had. But give me a plug. Give me a close out, brother.
Yeah, see, it's a shame, man. I guess I'm giving away my age sometimes with some of the stuff I say on the show, man. Y'all ain't going to just make me the old dude on the show, though, man.
I said that with the most respect, brother. It's not a diss.
It's all good, bro. It's all good, bro. But no,
see,
I
ain't going to make me the old dude. My man's Jared Tall's wearing off.
Hey, man. Man of a certain age, man. You know what I mean? Man of a certain age.
Look,
one piece of advice. Don't bet preseason basketball. You don't know what the rotations are. You don't know who's not going to play.
Exactly.
So I set some money on fire tonight, and now I regret it. So don't bet on preseason basketball. Wait till the regular season starts. Don't be so thirsty like I was today. But y'all be easy. Good talk with y'all as always, man.
Oh, absolutely. Love it. And, like, you're like the old, like, you're not like that old. We're not that old. You like to rock him, but you're not ancient. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you're not Grandmaster Caz or something like that. But, you know.
Sirius, it's always a pleasure. I thought you were going to go harder.
Yeah.
I thought you went hard on Harden, but I thought you were going to go super ham. I thought you were going to go harder than a mother. But give me a close out. Give me a plug, brother.
Yo, man, it's your boy Sirius repping that 412 and the 703, man. Such a pleasure to be here in the building. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Thomas, man. Enjoy your time out there, dude. You know what I'm saying? You deserve it. Even though I can't stand you, I hate your guts. You know what I'm saying? All that other type of fun stuff, man. I hope you have a good time out there. You know what I'm saying? Also, man, basketball is back, man. I'm sitting here watching preseason, man. The season kicks off officially next week. You know what I'm saying? I got one of two fantasy basketball drafts this weekend, man. I'm excited, man. It's a great time. NBA playoffs is moving in the form. You know, we're going to blink and, you know, spring training is going to be there. We can sit here and talk about the Yankees, you know, and other stuff that we got to deal with. So I'm excited, man. Man, Barry, let's get us out of here, man. Hopefully we have a show on Sunday. If not, man, I'll be back in here on Wednesday for you guys.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, listen, I try to do it, and then my kids, they're too much. They're a lot to handle. But,
they take
priority,
man.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But you know, and I saw you the pictures of your kid first. No, it was beautiful. That's great. Listen, love it because they get bigger and they start telling you what's going down. But, thanks for calling in.
Little dude told me no yesterday, right? Like, he told me no. I looked at him, I was like, yo, who the hell are you talking to, bro? I want the body slam so bad as little 15. Like, I don't want to punch myself.
Yeah, it's the throat of the stomach, right? The throat of the stomach. It gets real.
He getting one of them.
You know, listen, I love my kids, all three of them, but, you know, they do drive daddy crazy. But, listen, TP, thanks for calling in. I hope you're enjoying your vacation. Eric, Nas, Sirius, I appreciate you guys calling in. Alan, for calling in earlier. We miss you, brother. You know, I would do TP's tagline, tell him, you know, it's the chefs again and all that, but I don't do that. Listen, when I'm in the hood, raisins on tongue. Nowadays, it's amazing raisin young. Rule number one, keep your phases on stun. I'll give you an MF Doom line, all right, because that's how I roll. But, listen, thank you for calling into the cookout. We might be back Sunday. If not, we'll definitely be back next Wednesday. I appreciate the love. You know, follow us on Twitter, whatever you want to do. Listen to the show on Blog Talk. The show will be up on YouTube pretty soon. I'll take care of that. But, you know, it's the cookout. It's the villain. TP Timeless. We kicked them out of the kitchen. That's how we do it. And I'm out. Peace.
Understand I'm too smooth, shit to jump up the stoop with. Nah, I'm kicking my two cents of duffels and toothpicks. I can give you 16, feel like a pound flew in. Competition up, so the GPS with a roof is right. The same flow came out the hallway with me. I put 95 on my back like I'm DeAndre Bembry. It's like I'm Illmatic sitting on load meets Mortal Kombat finishing moves. You've seen with the Genesis though, and the end is a Jordanesco. A shovel weighted to play goals. The six joint to get you whatever. I came in Thano. I threw you jewels with an NYCHA flow. Blowing orange signs like I was on Dolan payroll. Malcolm X, Air Ray.